Yeah, well, I know even, I mean, having been on the finance committee for 2 years, it's, you know, even the previous GM, I mean, that's all we were. It was a huge focus of the finance committee, but it needs to come from the GM. You know, it needs to come from management and can't come from the finance committee, you know, necessarily. So, I mean, we can propose things, but, and so that's been a big issue. So it's great that there's progress being made on it. I think we can move on and just take a look. We've got another 15 minutes left to the meeting. And I have put, you know, this is the list of the discussion of fundraising proposals comes from a ad hoc strategy group that was meeting before our new GM came on. So this is going back about 2 weeks ago. Michael Novick, the chair of the LSB, invited the directors, the PNB directors from the LSB, the officers and staff to have, I think there were three short meetings on what could be done. This is where payroll came up as far as trying to come up with ideas. Now, I know, and so you'll see that it listed on the agenda, phone banking. This is something that I've actually gotten started on. I have already set up an account with PhoneBurner. And Terry Guy is the single admin on it because he is the only one that really manages the membership, so it's very guarded. But I am set to do a trial run of phone banking starting tomorrow. So I'm trying to put together a script. I'm reviewing. I just received these prior scripts, and I will probably be putting it up on Google and trying to mold what would be an appropriate script for any of the, you know, the call centers that are done for our fundraising. Those people might be good to come aboard. And, like, I think we have maybe three callers at a time. They can be doing it from their home. Various things about that I could go over. But anyway, that's, I just kind of want to give a status about that. I've done a lot of phone banking for political campaigns in my area, so I'm happy to start the ball rolling on that, but I hope it kind of is something that's just ongoing. It may not bring in a lot, but it also lets the membership know that we're thinking about them. You know, there's some survey items that I think would be good so that people understand that we're trying to modify ourselves to what the listeners feel is needed. The appeal to high-end donors is something that I've heard that Mikkel from the last PNB meeting, or actually the PNB had a emergency meeting, so to speak, to discuss how we need to immediately be fundraising. And one of the things that came up is that Mikkel and Lydia Berzon, our interim executive director, would be starting to make calls to high-end donors. Subscription podcasts, I'm just trying to flush these out a little bit and then we'll have discussion. Subscription podcasts, Ali and I believe Carrie from the station, I don't know Carrie, but I heard that Ali and Carrie are already putting together a podcast that would be, you know, you would subscribe to. I don't know whether it would be ongoing. I think that's the idea. And maybe we could reach out to Ali and get him to define it for us, give us a blurb of what it's about and when he thinks it'll be ready. So, you know, and that would be something put up on the internet and subscribed to with various different local political players. So that's pretty vague. But anyway, that's going on. Specialty programming has come up, sort of like any issues, you know, when we talk about women's rights, anything that's going on in the news, where we would have specialty programming and then do an appeal in that programming for donations, just highlighting what we stand for, you know, with the type of programming we'd be bringing on. Labor program, Steve Zeltzer. I'm not familiar with his labor program. I don't know if anybody can speak to that, but that it would actually be something that we could start doing. All the stations could carry a labor-oriented program that is on key labor issues of the week, and then also outreach for supporting the station. Short-term bridge loan, maybe Beth can speak to this as well. This is something that was brought up by our treasurer during one of the meetings, and I don't really know the details about that. I know we already have a large loan that is a big concern for everyone, so adding on to that, another bridge loan, but a short-term loan is an item for discussion. And then CPB funding, now that we've had successful audits, but I know that we also need our listenership up in order to qualify, and I've heard various different suggestions on getting our listenership, our membership up, rather, such as, how do we qualify prisoners, that the threshold to be a member be lowered so that we can get more members, and that, you know, when you talk about prisoners or having to go through the effort of asking for a waiver, whereas there could maybe already be something in there that doesn't mean that they have to go through that process. So anyway, I'm just bringing that up. And then so we can go into this discussion, but I also don't want to get to 11:15 and be trying to figure out our next meeting. As I said, I'd like to make it a week from now, and that would be the 2nd of October. We could do it before that, I mean, on the 29th, before the PNB meeting on the 30th, in case there's something that comes up, that would be a continuation meeting, because it's less than a week. So can we hop ahead maybe and just discuss when our next meeting is, and then we can go into the other discussion points until the end of the meeting?
Madam Chair, it's good to discuss things, to set a time for the next meeting, but I still would like to ask to get back to the motion regarding the windfall of KPFA, how that can, some of that can be appropriated. So if we get that going, we can then send it directly from here to the PNB so that it gets to the IED as soon as possible, so that that can be in the works as a placeholder, so that the station can get a reprieve and the general manager can get its bearings in place to produce that budget. And other things.
Okay, can you define the motion then specifically?
Yes. So that the IED appropriates the necessary funding to cover payroll for the next 2 months for KPFK, and considering a portion of that to be allocated to the monthly expenditures beyond the personnel costs. So
that the IED appropriate the necessary funding for
to cover
KPFK.
Payroll. Right, to cover payroll for the next 2 months, whereas it would give the necessary time, breathing time, for the new general manager to catch its bearings, to be able to produce an operating budget. But that's the whereas. But also, above that, and also a portion to cover monthly expenditures. So whatever the priority would be the payroll to prioritize, right? And then below that, for the monthly expenditures, which are the overhead and perhaps pay out some payables. And that, unfortunately...
Okay, so that's a lot of stuff. I don't want to... are we okay voting on it? And then, Bella, you can send it to me in writing.
Yes, I can do that.
Are we okay proceeding like that? So let's take a quick...
This is Beth.
Yeah.
This is Beth. First, I wouldn't be comfortable supporting anything as detailed and financial as that is without having the details nailed down and in writing in front of me. And second, I understand the need to address all of this, and I'm pretty clear about what resources are out there. I couldn't support this motion because of the process it's proposing, and I can just guarantee you it won't get through the PNB. It would, because of the conflict, it would introduce not just between us and KPFK, but between other stations aren't going to propose it because it opens the door to any station being rated to cover any other station's needs. And because the negotiations to borrow are already underway. And I don't have any reason to believe it. And because we manage payroll and expenses month by month, and the circumstances may have changed by November, so they wouldn't consider a measure like this for more than, this proposal for a month, but they wouldn't, they will be dealing with the shortfall month by month. So I don't mean to rain on anybody's parade, but just realistically, I see those impediments to this motion moving forward.
Point of clarification, Chair.
And Bella to the staff.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to ask Beth if you could explain specifically what stations or what funds are being borrowed from currently or have been recently in regards to making up for the deficit at KPFK or any other needed expenditures. You're saying that that you would not support this, yet you're reporting on the fact that money has been, quote, borrowed, unquote. From whom? From what stations has money been borrowed from, specifically when and how much?
Will I respond to that, Madam Chair?
Yes, that's what
sure.
I'm asking.
I'm not asking you, Jonathan. I'm asking the Chair. Thank you, because that's proper process. Shall I respond?
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, money has been borrowed in recent months, specifically from Pacifica affiliates, because they have been in the best financial shape. And they're, I think, at this point, about tapped out. We can't keep going back to that same well again and again. It looks like the most available money, or the greatest reserve, I should put it, at any given unit right now is likely KPFA. And so that's where these discussions are likely taking place right now. I don't have the dollar figures in front of me now, but that's all accounted for in NEDA's monthly. Actually, I don't know, but KPFK is not covered by NEDA. And so, but it's all down in the accounting.
Can I ask you a question in regards to this NEDA process? In regard, what does NEDA provide? Why are some of these financial transactions processed through NEDA, and why are some of them not? What is the criteria with which NEDA was needed in order to provide that service? Do you know?
I'm sure there's more to tell than what I do know, because I'm relatively new to the process. NEDA came into the scene in January 2020, as I understand it, which is
No, 2019, Beth.
Okay, all right, thank you. Good. Well, that's even further. That was before I was even standing for election for the PND or for the LSB, let alone running, let alone seated. So they were brought in because network wide, so many of our processes were so far behind, and in particular, the audit, which can present major legal problems. And so they were brought in specifically to catch up the process on the audits, and I believe to address other shortcomings too. I know they're active in managing two of the other stations in taking care of their business management function. They've done more here as our business management functions have fallen short for so long. And
okay, well, it seems to me that a lot of these...
We're running short on time. We only have 2 minutes left. Does anyone want
to
propose extending?
I'd like to extend 15 minutes, please.
Okay, till 11:30. Is there a second?
A second, Rocio.
Thank you, Rocio. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Beth. Sorry.
Thank you. I wasn't part of drafting that contract. So, and I know that it has changed a bit over time as they've taken on greater responsibilities. And in my experience, whenever I've needed to make requests to them for documents, it's taken them all of one business day turnaround time to respond to me and provide what I needed. If we're not getting what we need, it's because they're not getting the data that they need. And in fact, that's what held up the audit process for the entire network, especially this last time. Everything was in except what NEDA needed from KPFK, and that held up the process for weeks and made us that much later than we were. And so in my experience, NEDA's been always a pleasure to work with and very responsive, and has helped bring our financial picture into greater order.
One follow-up question about...
Madam Chair, I would like to go on the stack after Jonathan, please.
Okay, let me just
Let's kind of keep everything to 90 seconds. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yes, thank you. Okay, excuse me for not knowing this information, but my understanding is that each station has a financial officer. KPFK's is Barry. I don't know his last name. So let me ask you, is there a Pacifica National Board financial officer that oversees the five separate financial officers' duties and products and information produced? And so that's the first question. Secondly, why has Barry not been why have not the problems with adequate financial statements and accounting been forthcoming from Barry and I suppose the general managers? Why has this not been solved long ago in terms of having accurate financial records of the situation at KPFK? And is this a similar problem at any of the other stations, regardless of NETA's service, to make up for any lack of timely accounting?
Bella would like to respond to that, please.
No, the question is for Beth.
Yeah, okay. Beth cannot respond to that.
Okay, hold on. Let's just give Beth a moment to respond, and then Bella, I'll go to you for a response as well. Go ahead, okay. Beth.
Yes, thank you. The interim chief financial officer of the network, of Pacifica Radio Foundation as a whole, is Anita Sims of NEDA. And she oversees the entire network. She doesn't NEDA does not provide business management functions at every station, but they do for two right now, and somewhat for us also in conjunction with the business manager. And I wish I had a good answer for you about why the local financial officer, the local business manager, has been unable to provide what we need and why the situation has been allowed to go on as long as it has. I don't have, it's not that I haven't tried to get those answers, if those answers have not been available. And it's important that I stop right there making any further comments, because it's important that I don't go into personnel issues openly in public, because that would be a violation of California law.
Okay. Also, we're approaching 90 seconds on that. So go ahead, Bella.
Okay. So, yes, Anita Sims of NEDA has been made the chief financial officer. The chief financial officer at the national office was let go. And the reason why we have been in this situation, regardless of NEDA, is because there has been no oversight enforced from the top, all the way from the executive, to insist and demand that timely monthly reports are submitted to the Finance Committee. And that is the reason why we are where we are. And it is unbelievable that Beth is not addressing the big elephant in the room, is that it is my contention that systematically this entire year we have not received, even from NEDA, proper documentation on a timely basis. For 3 months, we had received nothing, starting in February, and we were getting reports from them 2 or 3 months down the line. This is the end of September, and we have not even received August.
And okay, 10 seconds.
And we received July just a few days ago. Just to give you a taste. And the reason why this business manager has been sustained where he is incompetent.
Fine.
He's incompetent. Thank you. That's why we can get the report.
I'm going to make a comment here also. I think that there has been recent, and I'm not remembering what committee, but the issue of the turnaround to get the KPFK Finance Committee, the documents, because right now they're coming 7 weeks from the close of a month. So let's just say the close of July, those documents don't make it to the Finance Committee until the third week of September. So it's always almost 2 months behind. And what I recently heard is the reason for that is it goes through a PNB committee before coming to the Finance Committee. And I'm not sure the function, is that the finance? Beth, can you comment on that?
That is the procedure. It goes first
to the PNB. And so someone, I believe someone recently said if we can work something, if the timeline with the PNB Finance Committee can be different, the KPFK Finance Committee could be getting these financials much earlier. Beth, do you know anything about that?
Yes, I can comment on that. As I have experienced it, as I'm aware of it, the documents, when they come from NEDA, are provided to the treasurer of each station and to the GMs of each station, if there's a business manager also to them. As a preliminary step, allowing them to review it for accuracy and to correct any, as like a final check before sending them out and making them public. And it might take a day or two, depending on what day of the week it comes out. I don't think that's the major hang-up at all. I may see those documents a day before the rest of the local finance committee does. It's as soon as they're available from NEDA, they're made available to the treasurer and the GMs, and as soon as they've allowed time for any corrections, then they're sent on to the rest of the finance committee.
Okay. All right.
It's not like we're waiting for another meeting of the National Finance Committee for it to be presented or anything. That doesn't happen.
Well, I can reach out to the treasurer and have him give us a timeline a little bit to see. Again, it seems like we're focusing on financials, and I understand why. But so I'll try to get more of that information about how that, you know, how that works, where, you know, when, what the timeline for the budget might be. And or Beth, if you want to try to track that down to submit it, I don't care who does it, but I would like to, I did send out this proposed motion because we've got 7 minutes, 7 minutes left. So I have a proposed motion that I sent out. As I wrote it, there's a little bit of a typo in it. I don't know whether you guys are able to see it.
I am opening up my portal
And I do have so that we can vote on it and then see if we can also ask for financials, you know, by next week as well. So the proposed motion reads as this, and this is just me putting together what Bella seemed to be saying. The KPFK Fundraising Committee strongly urges that the IED appropriate necessary funds from the KPFA windfall to cover primarily the KPFK payroll shortfall for the next 2 months. That and this would say, and also consider other KPFK station operating costs in order to give the new GM and the PNB Finance Committee breathing room to approve the 2022 budget and the fundraising committee time to implement various fundraising actions. I was going to say newly convened. I would like to entertain putting newly convened recently reconvened fundraising committee. How about that?
That sounds good.
And then, so if are there any amendments to that or modifications, anyone? And or we'll just go ahead and take a vote quickly.
It's perfect.
So our voting members are Bella, the LSB members, until on our third meeting. If any of the listener members want to you know, join the next two meetings. On that third meeting, you will be able to vote on any of these items. So, and I put those guidelines in the email that I sent out. But for right now, we have 7 voting members: Bella, Rob, Janine, Oscar, Beth, Rocio. Actually, that's 6, not 7. So, anyway, let's take a vote on this motion. Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
Okay. Rob Macon, are you still on the call? I think Rob fell off the call. Okay. Oscar, are you still on the call?
Yes, I am. I'm all okay. I vote yes.
Okay, you vote yes. Thank you. Beth Van Gluten?
No.
Thank you. Rocio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And so the yeses have it. I'm a yes as well. So the yeses have it 4-1 with 1 no. So I'll go ahead and resend this out to you guys with the 2 modifications. So now we're at 4 minutes left to the meeting. Do we want to entertain the motion to request the same documents as the Finance Committee if in time for a next meeting on the 2nd?
Can we leave a contingency there, hopefully that, you know, in the event that we do get those reports, which I don't know. I don't think we may luck out on that, but with the stipulation that based on that, that we need to discuss, to take a look at actual numbers from management so that we can proceed with proposals, fundraising proposals.
Okay, and so what exactly are we, so this is another motion, or is it a, just a request?
No, it's the same, it's kind of a follow-up. We are going to be doing a follow-up.
Okay, someone needs to mute. So in time for our second meeting on 10-2,
right.
What are we asking for in time for our second meeting on 10-2?
The necessary financial report to assess the station's financial status.
Well, I would like to be more specific, like a balance. Are we asking for a balance sheet?
A balance sheet would not be sufficient. We would need a bank reconciliation, a balance sheet, and a trial balance, along with the August profit and loss.
You know, I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned that that's a little too much to ask them for, right? I mean, we are a fundraising committee. What might be better, if I can suggest, asking the GM for what his goals would be from the finance committee, as far as amounts raised, for the rest of the year.
That's not going to help us. That is not going to help.
No, but it's not the place of the fundraising committee to, I'm just arguing,
but
we're establishing our place in all of the committee, right? And
right.
If the finance committee hasn't gotten these things, you know what I mean? Like, I think what we're really asking for is what are our goals? What is the GM's goals?
Okay,
from
how
the finance
can he help
committee?
Us? How can he help us help him? That is
right.
The question. And the way he can help us to help him or the station is for him to generate the reports we need so we can assess the status and tailor our proposals according to. You see, everything is sewn at the hip with the numbers.
Sure. Can I make a suggestion?
Okay, go ahead, Jonathan.
I think that
we're right
at
11:30. Do we have another motion to extend?
I think that what Bella is referring to is very important. However, within a week, the pressure's on right now to solve the situation in regards to the payroll deficit to be solved in days. I do not think.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Can I have a motion to extend 10 minutes or 5 minutes so that we can
move 10 minutes? Bella.
Okay. Anyone? Can I get a second?
Rocio, second.
Okay, thanks, Rocio. Go ahead, Jonathan. And really,
okay.
Just a minute. We need a minute.
Again,
just take 10 minutes.
I think that Bella's idea is important, of course, but I do not think it should be written as part of this motion in terms of a condition for the other part of the motion. In fact, what I would like to suggest that there should be a condition, I mean, an additional portion, a third portion of this motion should include a total accurate number right now in lieu of a full, in other words, in lieu of what, not instead of, but just an immediate amount that KPFK is in deficit to cover its payroll and other absolute basic expenses it's unable to pay for within the next 2 months to the end of November. We need to have that accurate number. As I said, James Sagerton mentioned that it was $48,000. He did not break that number down. He just said that was the amount as current. Now, that is a different number than what I've heard in other meetings, that there's a shortfall for this month of $18,000 for the payroll specifically. So if we're talking about 2 months of payroll, not counting other expenditures that have to be met, I mean literally immediately, that $18,000, as far as I understand, needs to be met immediately within this, you know, before the beginning of the month. Now, I could be wrong about that. Maybe it's 2 weeks into the month. So what I'm saying is that we need the exact amount.
Okay, Jonathan, thank you. I'm sorry.
We need to.
I know. So the thing is, whether, first of all, we've already passed a motion, so that's done. If we're asking something else, it needs to be a second motion, or are we just going to send an email request to the GM asking
for the
status and the goals, which I think doesn't have to be as official. And I can put everyone from the committee on the request. And so I did invite him to this meeting. Especially since there was a special meeting of the PNB on Thursday regarding immediate fundraising. So I will bring him into the fold and let him respond. Okay, so we have now another 7 minutes, but so I will put that in an email as just a request and urge him, you know, knowing that this is, that we're trying to step up to the plate, rise to the occasion of what he feels is immediate needs. And
Beth to stack.
Okay, go ahead, Beth.
As I explained before, $48,000 is specifically the total amount of rounded to the nearest thousand of current payroll. That's up about $9,000 from last month because we're now paying a GM from last payroll period because this time we're paying a GM. There's a shortfall that varies day to day depending on what we have in the bank at the moment. I hope we're accumulating more. The last I heard a couple days ago, it was $21,000. That's not addressing our overall need. And I would suggest that the station is hundreds of dollars in the red for this year, hundreds of thousands of dollars in the red for this year. We don't need, I mean, it's fine to get the particulars. I think that's what finance committee is for. I think if this committee holds its breath and waits until it has, you know, down to the dollar and cent on all these different demands, we're never going to get around to fundraising. We need to raise funds, you know, no matter what. No matter what. We need to just do it. And I'll get off my soapbox for now, but I have a very, very brief report on CPB funding and our status in that. If you'd like it, I can do it in less than a minute.
Question?
Okay, so I hear, is that Sue?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to be really clear. We have 5 minutes left of this meeting, and Sue, if you can keep it to a minute, and then we'll go to Beth, and then I think I'll ask for anyone to, with other comments about the items that are being proposed in the discussion of fundraising, like, for instance, if you have a certain thing especially that you want to zero in on, that we can do that all via email, and then we'll go ahead and have our next meeting at the same time next Saturday. Go ahead, Sue, and then we'll go to Beth.
Is this Janine?
Yes.
So you're organizing the phone bank. Okay, and unless I'm too late, I'm in attendance at this meeting, and that's all.
You are very late, Sue. We're closing.
Okay. Well, I've been here for a while. I just didn't say anything.
Oh, you have.
Okay. It's noted, Sue. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beth, do you want to go ahead and fill us in on the CPB?
Yes. Starting with the local station, I've made sure that we have a quarterly meeting down on the calendar. It's already posted for the entire next CPB year, which begins in July and ends next June. We've already had the first of those meetings in July. The next meeting will be Monday, October 18th at 7 p.m. just after, it's the same day as the next Programming Oversight Committee meeting, and I've scheduled them all to run along that same schedule, so quarterly, though, rather than monthly. At the national level, King Riley has agreed to help coordinate the CPB compliance with the National Development Task Force. And he will be reporting regularly about which stations are up to date, which ones need what we can do as a whole to bring the entire network back into compliance. I put a question to both our CPB compliance officer and the ICFO about whether, I've been told two conflicting things. One, that the whole network has to be in compliance for anyone to comply, to qualify for funding. And at the same time, that stations can qualify station by station, and it doesn't matter if we're in compliance, that doesn't prevent another station from getting funding. They had different understandings about it, so I'm working on clarifying that.
Okay, you're at 90 seconds.
Okay.
I'd right. like to clarify that. Hold on. I want to just clarify what meeting, what national meeting, I'm looking at the calendar right now, what national meeting are you talking about that has been convening quarterly?
The next one is this coming Monday at 5:30 Pacific time.
Okay, I only see on the 3rd, or no, on the 4th?
No, on the 27th.
Oh, on the 27th, so the development task force?
Yes, at 6 o'clock, Rad, because that's as soon as it would, early as it would let me list it. And from this point on, the rest will be posted for the fourth Monday of each month at 5:30.
So I just wanted to, I think that it's worth some discussion on whether, you know, this is in conflict, because maybe we can address that at the next meeting. But I know that I'll try to make that development task force. But one of the things I said in convening this meeting, that any fundraising for KPFK be housed in this committee. So maybe, I don't know, maybe King can give a report, maybe, you know, various things to bring what's going on in that meeting into our meeting and have a report. So anyway, I think it's time to adjourn.
The CPB needs to be clarified, please. It is for Pacifica, not individual stations. The licenses are held by Pacifica. Therefore, the CPB funding is for Pacifica. Then funds are then reallocated to each station from the Pacifica National Office. That is how
okay.
that... Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So we need to adjourn.
I hope that we do not go into getting CPB funding, because that is not good for us. That is
right. So I'll ask King to give us a report, and Beth, because I think that would be appropriate that we all have some kind of a report on that. Okay, everyone. Thank you very much for this first meeting.
I just did.
No, in writing, like some what's being a, you know, like an some kind of an official thing. So that's what let's please adjourn. Thank you, everyone. We can continue discussion on email.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, everybody.
Good evening.
Thank you.